Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Got no time to waste, try and go fill up a safe. Man, on 100K, I'm trying to make this shit today. A couple million put away, get my people out the state. Trying to purchase a estate with a mansion in the lake. I ain't got no time to waste, try and go fill up a safe. Man, on 100K, I'm trying to make this shit today. A couple million put away, get my people out the state. Trying to purchase a estate with a mansion in the lake. Then I always used to say, it's a blessing on the way. How I look her in her face and say, nanny, that shit late. She was on her way to church. I was waiting on a J. I guess we was both served.
You heard that tag.
Yeah.
We back again.
I'm
Big.
And I'm your boy, Lazy Fool. And that song right there was Song of the Day. It's called East State by my boy, Cutthroat JT from the city. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tap in.
You know we keep a special guest. Yeah, tap in with that song. We keep a special guest.
Yes, sir.
We got Anthony with us. Anthony, the owner.
You use my government.
Government name? Oh, man, he looked at me like, we got Anthony with us.
Scopes, man.
Scopes.
Man, you know the vibes, man.
There you go.
What'd you say, the CEO?
Man, CEO, all that, creator, designer, all that, man.
Okay.
What's your designer of what? What's your clothing line?
OYS with Scopes. OYS stands for Observe Your Surroundings, man.
Okay.
You know, get outside your comfort zone.
Hey, that's a mean.
Oh, yeah, you know.
That's mean right there. I like it.
We got to understand that we not stuck in the environment where we at. You know what I'm saying? We got to go out, seek other different things, you know what I'm saying, as far as opportunities and all that. But we'll get into that.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
All right.
So how'd you come, like, let's get right into it. Like, what made you know what I mean? Like, what made you get into, like, the meaning behind that, you know?
Yeah.
First, it started with, I was working at a company called Automated Living. So they was doing smart homes and stuff like that. So I was picking up some game and I was like, well, I could kind of use this on the outside world. I could set up security cameras. I can mount TVs and all that stuff. Yeah. So I was planning on coming out with a company called Scopes. You know what I'm saying? A security surveillance company called Scopes. Observe your surroundings with Scopes. You know what I'm saying? Kind of putting a... you know, colliding it, like, okay, you could watch your surroundings with your cameras and stuff like that. So that's where that really started from. And then that really didn't go how I expected it. And then the clothes fell in my lap. And I was like, shoot, this would be a fly name for some clothes.
That's dope, though.
It is, bro. Like,
especially for the creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You made something really out of, like, nothing. Off of, like, kind of knowledge. Not nothing, but it's like, it was literally probably nothing to you to get the job. Yes, yeah, a job, but it's like... the name and your, you know what I'm saying, your influence. That's what I was going to ask you. What influenced you the most with your clothing? You know what I'm saying? What was your biggest influence on getting into the, you know what I'm saying, branding?
It really fell into my lap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, my mother, she was always a designer, me growing up and stuff like that, interior decorating, creating clothes, doing art. So it's in the bloodline, you know what I mean? Shout out Yummy DeVille, man. Hey, man, make sure y'all check her out, man. She got some heirloom jewelry, homemade,
custom-made. So your mom is still in the fashion and the business.
Yep, so...
amazing.
So it just kind of fell into my lap. I think it was just something that, you know, I was really blessed with, and I was able to take the opportunity to understand what I probably need to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Not letting it go to waste, you know what I'm saying?
And it's different from starting a clothing line and you're not a rapper and stuff like that. So it's like you really pushing like your creative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I respect that, bro. I respect that
a lot, bro. Thank you. Yeah, man. It was it's a journey. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, I didn't just come in, you know, branding myself. Right. Like I actually had to brand some merch.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I was like, man, how can I do this? And I really did have to use my creative side, because maybe
you're
a
not
lot,
like a, not to cut you off, but you're not like a, you don't have a famous, you didn't grow up with a famous name like Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
You
can just,
you know what I'm saying, jump into some shit
yeah.
with the fashion like that. But that's why I would say I respect it, because it's just creative. It's just fashion. It's like, fuck with me. Fuck with my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So like, what, like, not to like, like, what were some of your favorite clothing lines? Like, what would you, growing up, like, what was you, you know, back in the day? I know Academics was my shit. Because I see Ed Hardy's trying to come back, True Religion. If Academics come back, I can die, man. Ah, happy
you
man.
Fuck with Academics?
Oh, my God, bro. I was the Academics king, man. It's a little, because, you know, I was an online shopper back in the day. Dr. J, y'all remember Dr. J?
Dr. J, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, what were some of your like, clothing lines? Like, what was you, you know, wind it back 15 years, 10 years, you know? What was your go-to fit?
Shoe, you know, South Pole, Carl Kanai. Shoe, what else? You know, I wasn't, you know, I was the regular guy, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't rocking the Polo, Jordans every week, you know what I'm saying? I got my job at 14. I started killing some creations, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man.
What was your first job?
Arby's.
Okay.
At 14, I was going to Ballard High School.
Man. That's amazing, though. That's right across the street, ain't it?
Yep.
Did you graduate from Ballard?
Yep. Nah, I didn't graduate from Ballard. I actually got my GED probably about, might have been probably about like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell kids, like, man, well, I tell my son, I'm like, bro, I'm not about to deal with a kid that don't want to go to school, bro. You would go get your GED and get a job somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But how much of you think your journey of, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it sounds like you already had a journey, you know what I'm saying, leading up to whatever you're doing now, you know, with the fashion. And bro said you did some comedian work, you know what I'm saying? So your journey, how much of that you think affects you with your clothing brand? You know what I mean? Like with your creativeness, you know what I'm saying? With not finishing high school, but still completing high school, you know what I'm saying? So
I love it.
Right.
I think all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, me not completing high school, I still had to figure out a way to complete school and do the goal that I was trying to do, which was getting money at the time. You know what I'm saying?
And still have support.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So all of it, man. Like I can't put nothing out. You know, I think all of this has allowed me to develop into the person I am today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to develop my passion, not to sit here and sleep on myself, not devalue myself as a person, you know what I'm saying, through the things that I've been through. So I say all of it, man.
So what was something like, you say you dropped out, you didn't get your diploma, like what were some obstacles like in your, you know, younger days? Or was it you know, women, I don't know, what was your, like, something?
It was the females.
It was the females?
Females, man. And then on top of that, I was a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was with
the shits,
with any and everything,
right?
You know, so I think that was really my obstacles, and also understanding what you know, what growing up maturity, you know, I was immature too, you know what I'm saying? So I had to really go through that process to mature myself as well, because it's like whatever I'm currently doing is not what would you say, kind of building a structure,
right?
You know what I'm saying, for myself. So but you know, I did love the females, man.
Yeah, okay. Females, you got any kids?
I got one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. I knew where I needed to stop at the moment. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely. You
know. Yeah, he's 8, man. Shout out to my son, man.
Shout out to all the kids, man.
Does he influence, you know, your decision making when you're making clothes and when you're going to the, you know, designer? Like,
I like his input.
Mm-hmm.
I do like his input. You know, we're going through a situation where I got scopes, and for the kids' clothes, he's going to develop microscopes.
Ooh.
So that right there is going to kind of help us, you know, really figure out what you want to do. Yeah, doing the generational, and then also developing, like, what you want to do. And then he can speak through his clothing the same way that I feel like I can speak through my clothing.
And he has somebody to look up to.
Time out. You gotta bring him on here. When you drop the, you gotta be the first father and son duo on the Big and Lazy podcast.
Definitely.
Hey, when the microscopes.
Lazy.
Uh huh. And you know, I mean, I got a little, I ain't got my kids myself, but I got a little nephew. He's hilarious. He's 6.
He is, though.
Oh my God. He's a comical man. He just, I was playing Fortnite with him the other day. He just, Uncle Brandon, you gotta stay calm, man. You just gotta, you can't rush everything, man. You gotta let him come to you. I'm like, look at this. He even drew a little game plan out. You know what I mean? Because we finished second like 3 times in a row. Like, we got to stay positive and you got to stay calm, man. You just, when you get down to the end, you just panic. I'm like, he's right, though.
Hey, me too, bro. My 6-year-old told me the same thing.
He said, you want to be second again?
Yeah, that's what he did, man.
That's why I fuck with you, Big, because it's like, man, you don't have kids yourself, but, man, your niece and nephew, them is your kids, because you just pouring what, you know, and what their dad can't pour. But that's extra. Everything is extra because they already him, the essence. You feel me? It's like.
I think he went to school with Joe. He knows.
He did.
My brother, Joe.
Baby Joe, man.
Yeah, man. I just admire you for that, for though, because it's like a lot of kids ain't got an uncle, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Some people ain't got that, you know, male figure.
Oh, man. It's terrible. But so you said your son, you just hoped that he can, like if he's messing with the clothing and in the fashion, he can find his way through that. I say the same thing with cutting hair. I cut hair. So I say I try to teach both of my kids, they 6 and 12, like how to at least try to, you know what I'm saying, cut hair.
Yeah.
Because if anything, you can always get money.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Some legal money. So my point of saying that was to ask you, how do you feel about like the youth today? Do you think that that's what they're missing is the opportunity? Because it's like there's really no, like you said before, Big, to me before, you said there ain't really no opportunity unless you hooping or
slinging crack rock. Big said that in 96.
You know what I'm saying?
The slinging crack rock. I got a wicked jump shot.
What do you think we need as black folks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In our type of environments that we are in, you know what I mean? Everybody ain't in the best neighborhoods. Everybody ain't in the best schools.
Yeah, I feel that they need us to be there physically. Like, me personally, like, I did something called a Scope City Tour. So I would go to all the hood parks, Iroquois Park, Wyandotte Park.
Really?
Shively Park, all that stuff, man. And I would give out a free hoodie if you could hit three-pointers. If you were at a certain age, 5 3-pointers in a row or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's when crime was really going on real bad. So my phrase with that was like, where we shoot different in our communities.
Ooh.
Instead of shooting the guns, you know what I'm saying? So I think they just really need us there to let them know, like, bro, this ain't even it, bro. Like, you ain't even got to do all this, bro. Like, you could just chill on out, bro. You could do whatever you really want to
be creative, man.
Yeah.
You're never hurting your community by expressing yourself.
Yeah. I think we go into these status quos and these statistics, man, that make us only want to shoot a jump shot, run a football, sling drugs or something like that, because there's not nobody who really sometimes take the steps that we are taking nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
I think we're getting a lot better because, like you say, you got basketball, you got football. But if athletic we are as a culture, if it wasn't a stigma behind gymnastics, some of the coldest flippers I done seen been in the hood.
Facts.
Man, if
the most talented people. Cheerleading and shit.
Right.
Yeah, facts.
Cheerleading, swimming. If we could take all of the sports.
Facts.
If it wasn't like, oh, you know, he's talking white. He's doing good at school. He's acting white. Man, we'll be doctors and lawyers, you know what I mean? But like you say, a lot of the music say you are lame and corny if you ain't fucking 1,000 bitches, you know. You know what I mean? If you ain't, you know, got a big chain, nice
shoot
car.
Somebody, yeah, shoot somebody. Yeah, shoot
somebody. Get somebody, like, I don't know. Like, they say art reflects the life, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. We just got to stay positive, man. We got to grab these kids by the arm and stay positive.
Let me say this real quick.
I would love to see 10s all across the board for a person doing the Uki in the Olympics.
Right.
Real talk, man.
Facts. Some of the most talented athletic people in the world. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say, before I forget, I think that that's what has always been our downfall as black folks, is what's not cool. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool to do that. It's not cool to, you know what I'm saying? Me being a parent really, like, opened my eyes to how important it is to be a father and a parent. You know what I'm saying? Because I used to hate when my mom, I remember growing up in the hood, my mom was like in school and trying to like Hemlock and Hampton Place and all these places. But when she came home, she moved us farther away from everything. Every few years, we feel like we was moving farther and farther away to where we was in damn near Middletown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where, like, my son now, he be like, man, because he grew up not in the struggle, but in my midst of finding myself and getting jobs and, you know what I'm saying, finding my way. I had a kid young, you know what I'm saying? So he actually got to go through, shit, I ain't got it. I ain't got it. But you feel me? He said to me the other day, he's like, man, you're going to just keep moving us farther away from, you're going to keep moving me farther away from my friends. And I'm like, really? That's the goal. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get to see, we ride past houses in our neighborhood, and they be, he'd be like, man, that's a rapper's crib. I'm like, man, that might be a doctor's crib. Man, it might be a barber's crib. It might be a, you know what I'm saying?
I think a CDL drive. You know what I mean?
Man, you know what I'm saying?
Something easy to contain. You know,
I feel like it's up to us as, you know, older black cats that's not too old, but still in the, you know, still, we still trying to get rich.
We can bridge the gap.
Yeah, we still trying to get rich. You know what I'm saying? To tell them that you ain't got to be a rapper. You ain't got to look, man.
I was a youngin', man. I was in advanced classes from like fourth grade to like sixth grade, seventh grade.
Nerd.
But I, right. And that's how I thought, bro. And I'm like, I'm at Westport. I want to be with my niggas from the hood. I'm in the class with maybe two or three other black folks, and they nerds, you know, nerds, geek. But I want to be with the hood. I want to be, you know, Westport, half of the West Ends, and I want to be jokester. So I'm my dumb ass. I'm forcing my way. I'm my fucking advanced class. I want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But little did I know, I could have probably made good connections with them people.
Networking. Ain't that amazing though? As you know, being in your 30s now, to be like, how uncool it was to not just be smart.
Yeah. Right. It was crazy.
At the same time, too, we didn't have as many people to tell us certain things ain't cool. Like, when we grow up, we got our parents, maybe our uncle and stuff like that, but it's like they disciplining us. They telling us
what
we need to do. You know what I'm saying? But
it's definitely social media, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that, too.
Man, we in an age of information, man. Like, everything you want to know is at the tip of your fingertips.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. My son is 12. He told me that I'm never going to have a job. You don't have a job. I said, man, I cut hair. That's my business. That's a job.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, but you're working for yourself and all. I'm like, but everybody don't have that mentality, you know what I'm saying, to work for themselves. You know what I'm saying? To, like we said before, go through a drought where there's no really money being made. You're just branding and, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in our communities with, especially like the times that we in, that it's like everybody wants stuff so quick. We have to develop patience, man. Like nothing's overnight, you know what I'm saying? You're only going to meet one out of a million people that can drop a song and get played every day for a year or two and everybody know your name.
Yeah.
Speaking
of,
you know,
being strategic. You got to be strategic. You know what I'm saying? You
definitely can't.
I think that, like me personally, when I first came out with Scopes, I was putting out dope content, but I felt like it was being watered down because I was just giving so much of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now people's not really seeing the value of what I'm creating here. Like, I'm doing some stuff like, you know, it might be a person that come up to me and be like, man, I seen that video, man. That was hard.
Right, right.
But I just did 15 of these same videos, and it's like, you know, where's the value in it to where it benefits me to be all the way realistic as far as, you know, the purchases. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Different things like that. So I think being strategic really matters, man, because we can really stress ourselves out for nothing.
Right.
Because then we could be doing what we're supposed to be doing, and because we're not getting the kickback, we like,
we could get
discouraged.
You're going to be your own worst enemy with this content shit. Like,
we often ask artists, like, what's an artist you would like to collab with? I'm going to ask you, what clothing brand would you like to collab with? If you could just, you know, anybody, any local
or
overseas, major.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Past, present.
I'm planning. I don't know who I really collab with, man, but I'm about to take Scopes to Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior type. Ooh. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm really about to.
Yeah.
That's where I want to take it. So now, granted, you know what I'm saying? I heard Snoop Dogg say something on Instagram. You know, that's where you get the most motivational videos.
Yeah, you do.
He was like, you could be up here. and the people are down here, but you can come back down. That's when you lose. Yeah, mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You come back down because now, granted, I see some dope local artists and stuff like that, but that's not where I'm trying to really be yet.
Right. Yeah.
I'm really trying to be, okay, Supreme hit my phone. Hey, bro, I like what you're doing, bro. Like, right. Let's try to work out some Off-White or something. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's no diss or nothing like that. I just have a bigger picture, you know what I'm saying, as far as really where I see my brand, how I value my brand, and where, you know what I'm saying, where it would make sense for me to reach my goal in a sense, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Speaking of sons and stuff, this is kind of a twisted subject, but have y'all been following the Dwight Howard situation?
No.
Oh, man.
I've been seeing different little posts on social media.
Why'd you do us like that, man?
It's happened a year ago, and this is in court document, so this ain't no rumor or nothing.
Dwight Howard's son?
His son would get angry at, you know, get throw fits of rage, and in them fits of rage, he would sexually assault his friends. He would make them he would make them masturbate him. They would ain't that some fucked up?
His son.
Like, he got in trouble. He couldn't be around kids, like younger kids. Like, it was all fucked. And it's recently, you know, Dwight Howard.
I tell you what, they took friendship serious.
Yeah, that's all other shit. That's what I'm saying, nigga. I ain't going out. You got to kill me. Damn.
But he said he wasn't following the Dwight Howard situation. It's like a man came forth and said that Dwight Howard was forcing himself on him, like some rape type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I agree with Dwight, though, when he said, man, what I do in my bedroom is what I do. But until you're 7'2" and you're forcing yourself, now you're a fucking, you're a problem. You're a problem, man.
He's a nuisance.
Come on, man. You're the strongest man in the world.
That's
man.
Crazy.
You can't. Man, you see over in China living his best life. He probably got him a room full of lady boys.
It's definitely going to hurt him trying to get back in the league because I was rooting for him. You know
it's
what I'm
over for that. But I think that's why he ain't in the league. It's a behind the shit scenes. You know what I mean?
But like, I'm one of them people that, I don't really, like, my first thing don't come to mind is, like, man, what do you do in the bedroom? Like, if I'm going to war with a motherfucker and it's a tranny, man, this motherfucker gonna shoot everybody.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm calling it, you know what I'm saying? But since we own celebrities, how do you feel as a young black man? How do you feel about Will Smith and Jada, man? Like, I feel that shit gets... To me, I feel like they pushing it on us too much. Like, God damn, we don't need
Jada to... Jada need to shut the fuck up.
God damn.
Sometimes you gotta let sleep in.
A word that she said.
Oh, my God. She didn't came back. I don't know why he called me his wife.
Remember, they said they
he ain't called me his wife in 6 years. And
they've been separated.
One thing is that you know if somebody don't like you.
Yeah.
You know if you're forcing
Especially being
something.
With somebody. You know.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got kids with this person Facts. And stuff like that. You know, with that situation, like you said, man, they are pushing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. there's everyday people that might go through that and stuff mm-hmm. like that. There's battered men. There's battered women.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But it's like, with that situation, they're trying to, you know, glue puzzle pieces together.
Right. And sell.
Yeah.
It's still about selling.
It's about the business.
I'm going to tell you this. At first, I just thought that she was a hater. You know what I'm saying? Because let's keep it real. The lights ain't being kept on because of Set It Off in Hawthorne.
You felt like just, she was
let's
on
just
somebody
keep it real.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? Because of she just want the attention. But over time, just keeping it real as a real nigga, I like to label myself as a real nigga. If anybody will, you know, I would like to label anything, you know what I'm saying? Because real nigga for me means taking care of everything, but what everybody think you're supposed to take care of, your family, your kids, then everything else, you feel me? But I think Will has done, for a man to say, it don't matter what she do or what she say, I'm standing with her. I'm standing behind her. It's not gonna be no divorce.
He didn't make that period blood. She didn't make that spaghetti for that nigga.
But I think we even looking at it wrong, bro. I think the same way they looked at Russell Wilson. Like, he's a simp. Will's a simp and all that. Listen, first of all, he's $40 million a movie.
Yeah.
There's nothing simp about him. Yeah. For two, I feel like he just had his way so much with this industry. I think Will has had his way with any woman that he's ever.
You remember the first movie he was in?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was a gay dude. He was a gay dude in his first movie. But my only thing is, Will from Independence Day till now is legendary. Will hadn't had a slip up to us as black men in our, you know, early late 20s or early 30s. Yeah. Will was the poster child, poster dude for a family. Yeah. You know, 40 million a movie. You know what I'm saying? Fact, so. Fuck the allegations.
Putting his kids in his movies and everything.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Putting his kids on to where nobody got to work. You feel me? But I think at the end of the day, I feel like he's done so much as a man, as a, you know what I'm saying? He's had his way through the 90s, man. He probably done slept with all the women we thought we wanted.
Yeah.
Hillary, too. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep it real. You feel me? He was in a lot of movies, a lot of money being made to where you can actually.
You said he slept with Hillary?
Man, I don't know.
Bank in the banks.
Yeah.
What did Drake say? He was like, the Fresh Prince is having dealing with Tatiana. You know what I'm saying? No lie. You never, you know what I'm saying? All these 90s fantasies on my mind. You never know. You feel me? Will is like the epitome of like, he's like Denzel. He's like, you feel me? When have we seen Denzel at his lowest? We haven't.
Nah.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Denzel, he said he wouldn't be alive if it was for his wife.
Yeah,
he said he wouldn't be alive.
I don't know about that.
You need I don't know. He said it. I don't know. He might be battling some shit behind those closed doors. Might have got, you know, a little high.
The only thing I ever heard from Denzel was, he after he did big movies and stuff, he would go on a binge of like going away in total isolation, doing what he wanted, whether it was drugs, anything, and he'll pop back out.
You see that?
And you know what I'm saying?
It's like, the first
going trip. Back to what you said. My bad, big.
Going
back to what you said though is that we've never seen Will slip up,
right?
And he's always been out there in the public. I think that
he smacked Chris. That was it. That was like what?
Yeah.
Will?
And I feel like, you know, everybody needs that time to themselves.
Yes.
They really have to have a time where, you know, you have to have peace. You got to be alone. Like you said, Denzel was like, all right, I'm about to do Equalizer. Brazil, here I come.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
As an older cat, too.
Yeah.
He did three. This is his first. Equalizer is his first, you know, sequel and, you know, three-peat. Yeah. Like, this is big. So I'm going to ask you, it's been going around. Are you a single man?
Nah. I'm in a relationship. Y'all can't see me blinking behind these glasses.
Okay.
Nah, I'm messing with y'all.
How long you been in a relationship?
3 years.
Okay, 3 years. That's what's up.
Okay. How old are you? You feel me asking?
29.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm about to turn 30 next year.
Okay.
So how do you feel? I don't know. Y'all really can't answer that. But how do y'all feel about that? You've seen that viral list of places not to go on the first date.
Mm.
Ain't that some silly ass shit?
I can't answer that, bro. Just because I'm married. Like, I'll let you talk first. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a married man.
I can answer that. Let me
tell you. Now, with the list, I haven't went all the way through it. You feel what I'm saying? I have seen some things. Ladies, let these men be men. If they want to do something for you or whatever the case may be, you got to take that little bit of appreciation and be
right.
Like, he's considering making that time for me, doing this for me and stuff like that. So, now, for you to get into the specifics, that's for y'all to talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like, oh, I don't like taking walks.
So, tell us about your, I ain't gonna say first date. Just tell us about your worst date and tell us about your best date. Can you deal with that?
Sure. I wouldn't even really call my worst date a date. You know what I'm saying? I linked up with this chick or whatever. This is when Dixie Dozen was open.
Yeah.
Legendary RIP Dixie Dozen.
You know, excuse my French, my vulgarness. You feel me? Got my finger wet. It lit up the whole movie theater.
Oh, wow.
Damn, dog.
Goddamn.
I went to the bathroom to wash my hand literally about like 5 times. Oh, its stench was still on her. I said, bro, we got shape.
Yeah.
I said, we got gold, man. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I just left her in the movie theater. You know what I'm saying?
Stinky pinky.
Hold on. She lit the whole. So she, like, I'm assuming she was young.
My homeboy.
So that's why they closed
the
deal.
This is my brother. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You feel me? Listen, my brother was like, you feel me? I got up to him. You know how I'm boys. I was like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, what's that smell?
Damn.
And I'm like, what are you talking? Oh, man. And I was like, and it got stronger and stronger, so it wasn't even wearing off. You feel me?
Yeah.
It just got stronger and stronger. Damn. I was like, oh,
she has a punch note in her britches, huh?
I don't know what.
So, did you keep talking to him?
Super grim. Come on, bro. You know better. Yeah. I ain't doing that, man.
I didn't have some good stinky pussy.
He's a shit.
Listen, there's a difference between good stinky coochie and just stank coochie, the word you don't need to deal with.
Cause I mean, if a coochie's, I like coochie to smell like coochie. I don't want to get down there and eat you and you lavender. I want coochie to be coochie, but
with the twang.
The tang. I mean, the tang gonna be there if it ain't fresh out the. I don't know. I like to think of myself as a coochie connoisseur sometimes.
So. I heard somebody say that. You know your woman is doing something if she got that tang between the legs. She's busy in her life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or they say a shaved coochie is a busy coochie because I don't necessarily, you don't have to shave and wax all the time. Yeah. Just give me the coochie. No, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
So tell us your best date. You say
my best date is with my current lady right now.
This nigga, yes, sir.
My boy, this nigga, you are some genius.
Yes,
boy.
Sir.
Yeah.
Listen, that's real.
And it ain't gonna get no better.
Yeah, what we do is, man, we this is my guy. Hey, look, we go to the waterfront, man.
Yeah.
We'll go get some sushi from like Mount Fuji or something like that. Mm-hmm. Get the blankets, set it all up, got some pillows, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. Got some wine glasses, drink some kombucha and stuff like that.
Drop something, B.
You know, and we chill. We relax, we talk, you know what I'm saying?
You don't get too many women like that though.
I think it's because thank you, man. I think it's because a lot of women haven't experienced it, and then at the same time, men don't know. They feel like, oh well, shoot, I gotta take a chick out on a date.
Right.
I gotta spread some bread or whatever the case may be. But it's not even the case, man. You know, vibing is vibing.
Facts.
No matter where you at, what you doing, vibe, man. You know, and I think me and my lady right now, man, we do a lot of vibing, man. So
you ever been to the drive-in?
Nope, never been to the drive-in.
That's a nice little vibe.
See, man, when you posted the drive-in, bro, I said, man, I ain't been to the drive-in since I was a youngin'.
I ain't never been. So, put me on to something.
Yeah, they shut down for the season. They usually shut down about October. They get like a little Halloween scary movie and shut down. They open back up in like springtime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap, $13 a person, you get two movies.
Oh, that's shit, cheap. That's good.
Huh? $13?
Movie, that's a regular movie theater price.
You get two movies, though.
It is.
Okay,
you get two movies. You bring your own. You can bring your own snack. You can bring your own. You can bring your own drink. You can bring, you know what I mean?
So, I could dig that.
Bring your tent.
That's good.
You bring your tent. You can, most people get pickups. And, you know, it's over in Indiana.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah, and they just lay back and they got like a little bed in the pickup.
My uncle had a pickup. We used to do that. You know what I'm saying? But back to the list, me being a Murray dude, I wasn't going to marry somebody unless I really knew him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, our first major date was, like, BW3s, and that was, like, everything to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, well, like Big always do, this right here.
Yeah.
Once a female or a nigga get on social media, that shit taints your whole image of everyday people. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to... My idea of the first date, people say Cheesecake Factory and all that, that's overboard.
Yeah.
To keep it real, like, if I was a single dude, I'm going to test you. You go Applebee's and some beers and some shots or whatever you know what I'm saying? If you can't get with that, I know you're not going to appreciate the other stuff I do. That's when it goes back to when men be like, man, I don't know how to make her happy. I give her this. I give her everything. That's because she's still on some – it's more when it's really not. You know what I'm saying? I want to feed you.
Yeah.
Bro,
I won't feed you. You know what I'm saying? So
niggas got to quit crying, bro, and do your homework with these women.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2023. A lot of it's age of information. Like, you know if a female like you. If a female like you, not, you can pull up the BP, get some chicken wings and some gizzards, ride around in the city and make smoke a blunt. And nigga, she's going to be, you know what I mean? She's going to be vibing, kicked up in the passenger seat. But... Like I like that video. She was too good for. Show me Cheesecake the first date. I want to see that on the first date.
Yeah.
You a raggedy mother. You know what I mean? You a raggedy motherfucker. Good. Yeah, you show me. Thank you for showing me this on the first date.
I saved me some time.
I was talking to this one chick. I've been knowing her for some years. I've been knowing her for quite a while. We worked at, you know, I ain't gonna tell her, you know, yeah, but, no, but you know, we've been knowing each other since we like teenagers. She loved the nigga who do whoop, so we rekindled. She seen me in the concert. She bumped into me. It wasn't even that packed. She bumped into it, made sure she, I was flying the motherfucker too. Plus, I had my all white on that bitch looking godly, you know, my green bag. Yeah. So we talking, exchange numbers and everything. So she calls me on the same, you know, goofy. Well, the only first dates that are acceptable to me are, it was some two steakhouses. I'm like, that's the only where you going. I'm like, oh, thank you, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I looked it up. I'm like, all right, fuck, it's a steakhouse. $8 a person, $100 a person.
Right.
So how the fuck you gonna tell me it's the only place to accept it was the first date? Anywhere I go, thank you.
Yeah, my bad to cut you off. Even if you was like, I'll take your word, but pay for your part of the bill.
Man, right.
Cut off right there.
Yeah, buddy. That whole tone changed.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm glad I built with the person I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's important. She was cool with that when we was young, and she's cool with that now. You know what I'm saying? But if I was a single guy out here dating right now, like Big said, you got to do your homework on these women, bro. Because it's like, you know which women is high maintenance, but my only thing with the women, because I don't like to bash women. Like, women are a product of us at the end of the day.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? What they've been taught by men, what have they been led by. You know, I feel like the type of women that's like that, you got to be able to provide that for yourself, too.
Yeah.
Like, if I take you to Ruth Chris on the first date, I expect for you to be able to take me on Ruth Chris for a first date.
Yeah.
In a way. You feel what I'm saying?
Reciprocation, for sure.
And it's all about being grateful. People be talking about it ain't enough good men out here. For what type of standard?
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Is your standard high maintenance and you still live on subsidized housing, but I got to buy you lobster?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might live in a nice apartment, but this motherfucker might be subsidized to where, and you feel me, any money you get is you rich.
Yeah.
Because you ain't paying nothing.
Facts, though.
But you want me to be a baller. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At least be a table. You got a table, I set that motherfucker. Yeah.
And I think that's women's way of testing men too.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Cause it's like, oh, okay, is he gonna do this? And then I'm about to spit an A for game real quick, man.
Okay.
Listen, man, the trauma that women go through as far as when it comes to men and stuff like that, man, they don't feel like there's really good men out here. So they put us to the test more than we test them. See, us as men, we'd be like, oh, man, you know, I had this one chick, whatever, this was the situation, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now we lack on doing our homework because we're so used to doing things in a certain manner.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So,
women are more vulnerable of being tricked by niggas that got money that's not real niggas.
Yeah.
You know, money can come from a lame. I'll take you to Ruth Chris Steakhouse, wherever you want to go. But
money can come from an abuser.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll blind them.
You know what I'm saying? After that, it's like,
you eat your steak?
It's like, what can you do for me? Like, a lot of women don't understand that we more attracted to boss women anyway. Some niggas is attracted to women they can control. Me, I'm the type of nigga like, shit, if you bring something to the table, I'm really going to be gone off of you. Because it's like, it's not even on no cheap shit. We can gain more with each other's wealth or thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then to me, it's not always about money. You know what I'm saying? If I got money, but you got a mean mind frame to where, shit, I can make more money off your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or your support. Just support me. Just support me while I do my pod and, you know what I'm saying, my career. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, women got to get off the high horse, man. Because at the end of the day, I'm noticing as a 32-year-old man, man, there's a lot of lonely motherfuckers out here that think they the shit. But you're lonely. That's worth everything, having somebody to come home to. You're lonely.
If you loyal and you such, if you're the woman, a man you claim to be, why can't you get, you know what I mean?
Failed relationship after relationship? You might have a business. You might be a boss bitch. You might be the top nigga in your city, Mr. City or whatever you from. You know what I'm saying? Everybody love you, but you can't keep a woman.
Yeah.
You claim you're a player, but it's all off because the good women you get, you can't keep. You know what I'm saying? And we getting older. I can't imagine getting older and not having somebody to, like, shit, wake up to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to go get some KFC? Just fuck it. Just something quick to eat.
Somebody
to
talk
and
to
drink.
And everything.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
They can talk back. You feel me?
You used to be a comedian, man. Like, what made you gave it up? Like, what?
First of all, what put you in the mind frame of, because I feel like I'm a funny cat.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm more natural being funny. People say I'm funny when we just have a conversation for an hour. I'm like, bro, you funny.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I can go on stage with that.
Yeah.
What led you to it? You know what I'm saying? To being a comedian. And what took you, not took you out, but like made you stop, you know, slow up on it.
Yeah. So I got into comedian by, you know, niggas in the hood telling me, hey, bro, you hilarious, bro. You got to hop on that stage. You know what I'm saying? And I actually took that time to do that, man. But I got on stage. My first show was at the Comedy Caravan.
Ooh, that's major, though.
I got on stage and bombed.
Really?
You feel me? Oh, man, because I went up there. I'm turned up, man. You feel me? I'm drinking. I'm smoking. I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to kill these people out here. I was on stage for like 5 minutes, bro. Only one joke hit, bro. I was like, all right, this is a different type of game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So started kind of getting into it and was like, man, you know, I like this. You know, I'm a comedy fan anyway. So that time, who was it? Kevin Hart was going crazy. There was a lot of people going crazy, man, at that time. But what kind of made me, you know, separate myself from that situation, I felt like I wasn't really doing it for me. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was getting into something that was kind of destroying me in a sense, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why you say it, though?
Man, because it was like I got into it. I started seeing certain things first and foremost. Second of all, you know, one of the things that I did see is that every time I perform, I had to get some liquor in my system.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, this could be a problem.
Right.
I'm like, shoot, I got $5 in my pocket. Let me get this shot of Henny.
Right.
Just so I could feel like I'm doing good on stage. You feel me? But it's like, you know.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of scale back, really check myself out, see what I had going on and stuff like that. And was like, all right, maybe this ain't for me. Maybe, you know, maybe I could continue doing my journey to figure out what it is for me. You know what I'm saying? So. That's how that went about. And people still come to me, you know, hey, man, you still doing comedy? I'm like, dang, what? It was about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because I started young doing that comedy thing. You know, I was doing the comedy with Mr. Bakee. He actually had me on one of his improv shows, Rico Lovelace.
R.I.P. Rico, man.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of people, man, that was doing it. And they was also encouraging me while I was doing it and stuff like that. They was like, man, you funny, man, you know. Keep on doing that stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? Even James Ferguson, man. Shout out to them boys, man. They all doing their thing, man. I'm very proud of them, man.
Would you ever get back on the stage?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I feel like I'm more developed now. I honestly said that I would do 45 minutes to an hour and call it my first and last show.
Okay.
And go dumb.
Really? Okay.
Just go crazy. But I don't, you know, the clothes got a hold on me right now. So, I might just say.
You brought some of your clothes on the what you call it? You want to show some of your merch off?
Man.
Show a couple of your pieces off?
Oh, man, you know, I got.
Do your thing.
Look, we got one of the pieces right here, man. It comes with shorts. Hold on.
Okay. Let's see. That's hard right there. I like it.
What Space is that, man. The Moon Man?
Yep, that's the Moon Man. Okay. And if you see those, my bad, Mike. The Moon Man's leaving the moon. You feel what I'm saying? So that kind of goes into the observe your surroundings, getting outside your comfort zone, checking something else out. I got shorts with it, too. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
On the shorts, it says one track minded with so many chords, kind of letting you know that there's going to be a lot of things that come your way, a lot of things that you might have to pick up and stuff like that, but stay focused on the goal. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do a lot of subliminals and stuff like that in my clothing, messaging, and stuff like that, too. One of the pieces I got on right now, this is going to be dropping here in 2 weeks. They're going to be about $100 a pop, custom made, one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? I got the stacked sweatshirts with the pockets on them, bleached, sold, everything, distressed from the sleeve on the bottom. Man, I got a lot of pieces. Reversible bikinis, workout sets, leggings.
Everything, huh?
Man.
You said you had some lotion, too, didn't you?
Nah, I ain't.
Oh, you were just joking.
I ain't got no lotion. But, man, you know, it's just going to keep on going, man. I'm really trying to make this an exclusive situation. You know what I'm saying? I am going to still have to where, you know, my people can just buy it, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from a situation where I couldn't just buy high-end clothes and stuff like that. So I still accommodate with people and stuff like that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, come on.
Shout out. I got the Tribe Vibe hoodies.
Okay.
Okay, that's hard right there.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Where can they get this at, man?
Man, they're going to be on the website, scopesoys.shop. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me through the DM, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram. Scopes, O-Y-S, underscore O-Y-S, S-C-O-P-E-S, underscore O-Y-S.
Okay.
O-Y-S with Scopes on Facebook. You know, you could just holler at me. We could, you know what I'm saying, we could politic through there and stuff like that. Even if you got advice and stuff like that, you know, I'm trying to scale back on making myself as accessible because for these past, like, 2-3 years, I've been, you know, I've been giving game to people. I've really been trying to help people, really, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm taking the time for myself and my brand, my family, you know what I'm saying? So if I don't get back to you immediately, then that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, we got some stuff coming, man. Then we're going to bring the Good or Nothing back coming, too.
That's what's up.
I had a Good or Nothing hoodie. It's embroidered. I'm going to show y'all a picture of it. But they love that, sold that right out, you know, but it's going to come with the full set, you know what I'm saying? So we got them on the way, but right now we got our Titan Ups. You feel what I'm saying? So lock in with us, man.
What keeps you motivated?
Understanding that I have a purpose to change the world.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Hey, hit a little something, a little ding or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give my man something. Right there.
Just keeping in mind that it's bigger than you.
Yeah,
that's amazing to have that mind frame.
Maybe we can check out our Big and Lazy. Our Big and Lazy shirts is coming soon.
Yes, man. We're coming soon.
Scopes, not these. Lazy, scopes. These are 101. These are coming though. These are right there. Coming soon. We ain't gonna say the price just yet. We trying to work it out, the numbers and everything.
Just fuck
coming.
With us, man. Support you. We
appreciate you coming back. And you know, the podcast is Big and Lazy.
Big and Lazy.
So you gotta give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, you know, something good to get on the couch and watch, man. What you gonna
turn us on
besides this podcast?
Yeah, facts. I'ma say, look, I was gonna say that too. Shout out Big and Lazy, man.
Yeah. And this is one, and not keep that in mind, this is one of the only guests we had to come on here to really tell us, man, listen. I'm a fan of this, so it's amazing
appreciate
to be
that.
Here.
From the bottom of the heart.
Man, that was appreciation.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. It do feel different when you see, like I was just telling them earlier, man, I was like, it's crazy. I watch y'all with people in the same seat that I'm sitting in right now.
It's amazing,
and
bro.
It's no telling. Like, I watch the show, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be like the next 85 South. Wow, this is going to be, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, there's no telling what this is going to be, so that's why I watch it. With that same excitement, because I can see the potential of what y'all doing here.
Appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
So, shout out B. Haywood, man, the producer, Confirmed Network, man.
Even though he approached me like security at the door, man.
He's a producer.
He's a little bit of everything, man.
He be cooking lasagna sometimes. You know, he does it all. Like, you know, he'll be, you know, when we record something, he go over and fry some chicken or something. So, in between sets, he clean up and everything. He does it all, man. He's a man in many hats. Yeah. And we appreciate you having this. It's a good episode, man.
Go ahead, give us something good to eat and something good to watch. That's my fault.
You know, my favorite food is lasagna. I can't really give y'all really a place. There's so many different places that I eat at. But eat at your mama's house, man. Spend time with your mama. Eat at your mama's house, man. Y'all will not understand how much.
What if my mama got roaches? Food.
Still eat at your mama's house, but just bring a can of Raid.
I got a story.
Growing up, you making potatoes.
Yeah. Growing up.
That shit we grew up on.
I knew people that had roaches so bad, you had to eat with an umbrella so they wouldn't fall in your food.
Dang.
And then they had roach bad, but
yeah,
nigga be over grubbing, man. Huh?
That's a beast.
Yeah, we over with an umbrella. Give us something good to watch. You said the podcast.
With something to watch, you know, I be watching different shows and stuff like that, so I ain't gonna pinpoint, but I tell y'all what, man, y'all watch interviews. I watch a lot of interviews, documentaries and stuff like that. So if anything, watch interviews, especially pertaining to something that you interested in. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do.
Facts. Me too, though.
Yeah.
Me too, though. Well, we appreciate you coming on, man. It's been a blessing to have like we said, you don't have to be a rapper. You don't have to be. You just gotta have insight and a little bit of emotion. Like, bruh, this is from bruh's mind, his clothing. You know,
yeah. And to the people, this you know, audio, the Big and Lazy shirts. It's just you know, it's our logo, Big and Lazy.
Yeah,
it's nothing too fancy. Plain white T-shirt. We
but
might do different colors.
They fly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
and underscore BFINES on Instagram. I'll send it right to you. Big and Lazy Pod on Instagram. If you're watching this, I'll send it right to you. Brandon Fies on Facebook, I'll send it right to you. You know, hit my DM, hit my number.
Where can they find you at, bro?
On Instagram, Scopes, S-C-O-P-E-S underscore O-Y-S, O-Y-S with Scopes on Facebook. And then on the internet, on the website, scopesoys.shop.
Yeah, but his clothing line reminds me, like, it gives you that Moon Man vibe. Like, you're like, it's just spacey, fire. Like, it's a good vibe. You know, good quality, too. I can feel it, man. Like,
it looks comfortable, too.
Yeah, comfortable. Yeah,
I got a beat on.
I got a pile of perks in.
You feel me?
Yeah, I got my perks in that pocket.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we TSA's biggest problems, man, with all these pockets, man. Uh-huh. So, you know, they going to have to search you for real, for real.
Hey, we love y'all, man.
Appreciate this,
man. Love being on the show, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Come back anytime, man.
We out, man.
Damn, you did that. I ain't got no time to waste. Try and go fill up a safe. Man, on a 100K, I'm trying to make this shit today. A couple million put away. Get my people out the state. Trying to purchase a estate with a mansion in the lake. I ain't got no time to waste. Try and go fill up a safe. Man, on a 100K, I'm trying to make this shit today.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.